Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass at 8:04, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here are the headlines before you clock in today. The Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16. The New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Speaking of, Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. And the Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has injured his left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB, and Drake London has a PCL sprain. Is out this week, maybe more.
Yeah, I just something popped in my head. I was watching the highlights of the game you talked about with the Cowboys in Vegas. Did George Pickens get penalized for?
Yeah.
Did he get so the NFL? Because I was wondering. I think that's a ridiculous penalty. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Jameson Williams scores a touchdown in the Sunday night game, jumps on the post and slides down it. George Pickens then did the same thing last night, and I was just curious if they stuck to it. The only thing I can think of on that call is that they. Remember when Jimmy Graham was dunking?
Yes.
And it was messing up the goalpost?
Yep.
That's the only reason why I think that they would want it, that they would do that, because you're technically, you could throw off, and I don't even know if it would do it from just hitting the pad like that, but I could imagine maybe.
I think it falls under the rule where you're not allowed to use a prop in your celebration. The whole like Salvation Army thing, like any of that stuff.
What is using other players? How are, like, when you use another...
That's a team celebration in there.
Yeah, house. But you're using your teammate as a prop.
Yeah. I'm not here to argue with you. I agree. I'm, it's ridiculous, but yes.
Just the where we draw the line.
It's so stupid.
I mean, you know, it's like somebody...
Two pumps, dude.
It's like somebody working with you for 7 months and then deciding that they're going to call you out on something that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That they don't even know happened.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Connect the dots. I know what happened.
You know what happened.
We're still on this.
He did it. Wow. He's very upset that I called him out about not being excited about going to my wedding.
It's a great opportunity to remind everybody they can catch the earlier segments of the show on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you can.
By the way,
ding.
I showed up, and I was very, very cordial to everyone and had a great time.
Did you steal a baseball card? Those were our centerpieces. We had baseball cards made up that we were like rookies, and everyone stole them. And they were our centerpieces. They really weren't. Like, meant as, like, to go back.
They weren't giveaways.
No,
I would have probably taken one home.
No, I didn't take a baseball card, but I drank a few cold beers.
Okay, good.
So,
You don't drink beer, dude. Let's be honest. You drink.
They didn't have vodka.
Crayon.
No.
They didn't have vodka.
No. We were smarter than that. We knew y'all were coming.
And White Russians.
Half of the station was going to be there. There was no way serving liquor.
First off, I get tired. I cannot. It really bothers me when you try to act like I don't do things. I drink beer when it's necessary because it bloats me. All right, you know I get, and so I don't like to drink it as much. So
8:07.
So I drink, you know, vodka. I'll drink whiskey straight. But I drink beer on the golf course.
I
drink beer.
I have a barley allergy. I don't like to drink it.
It's not that true. I got to watch my weight,
man. Look, somebody's got to keep you in check when you're like, I had me a few cold beers. Like, bro, that's not. Let's stop it. Okay,
you know,
stop.
I liked you better when your voice didn't work. All right, let's go to Jemiah and Marietta. Here, you got a wake-up call. Jemiah, well, let's hit the wake-up call sounder first. What happens? You let me run this.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Sorry, I was just trying to get not let Mike talk when I shut him down with his voice. Now let's go to Jemiah from Marietta. Jemiah, you're on the morning shift. What do you got for us?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jemiah. You there with us, Jemiah? What's going on?
What happened to Jemiah?
Man. She just wanted to say hi. She was
friendly,
just being polite.
Well, okay. Thanks for calling.
It was fun while it lasted.
Let's go now to Canton with Adam. We got Adam and Canton here on the morning shift. You're on the wake-up call. What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, I called in yesterday, and I called Michael Penix soft, and then the news came out. I need to backpedal and apologize on that. I didn't realize he was more banged up than he was. So
Fair enough, just
wanted to get that out there. But real quick, Mike, you should have prefaced your list with the most punchable Disney villains because I thought you were going a whole other direction. Character-wise, the genie from Aladdin, I love Robin Williams, I'm sorry, man. He way overdid it. But honorable mentions for villains, McCleach, the poacher from The Rescuers Down Under. Definitely a punchable character.
Great pool, dude. Yeah. I think I appreciate him calling in and clarifying from yesterday.
Yeah, that was very nice of him. He owned his words.
Yeah. And I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I totally agree. And that's, we need more of that in some ways because everybody spouts off and then when stuff comes out, they're like, oh, and then that's it. They don't say anything.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know what? Maybe I should have a retraction. A couple of writers could take that cue. All right, let's go to Dan in Decatur. Dan, you got the wake up call. What you got for us?
Morning show fam. What's up, Bo? What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. What's
going on? How you doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, bro. Man, Scar, definitely. I'm talking about full Nelson, punched in the face, broke nose, broke everything. How you look your brother dead in his eyes before you let him go off? You looked him dead in the eye before you let this man. Yeah, man, he's definitely got to get all the smoke.
Yeah,
and here's
does.
Another one for y'all. The big guy from Pocahontas. I guess it was John Smith's boss.
Yeah,
him. Like, yeah, bro. He's got to get it too, man.
He's a bad
he's
person.
Another one.
Great call, man. Thank you.
And the snake from Jungle Book. That's it.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good one, too.
Jafar was one that, thank you for the phone call. Jafar was one that Allie brought up that I definitely could have thrown him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely a bad villain. And I probably should have mentioned him because I do hate him.
Can I bring up one, too, real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The hunter dude from Tarzan.
Yeah, I can see that one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's a few of them out there. And every Disney movie has a villain to an extent. But
yeah,
man.
They do. Well, and to Adam's point, when you started mentioning Olaf, like, it's just so I was like, you know, there's a list there, too.
There's a list there, too.
Just random characters
ones
that
you
you're
like punch.
Please go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Exit stage left.
I'm not here to stand for the Olafs.
I didn't like Rex in Toy Story. It's like you're a dinosaur, bro. Why are you so scared?
I mean, technically, now that Disney owns... like the Star Wars family, you could have said Jar Jar Binks.
Mm. That's true.
Because he was a very punchable character in that movie.
Well, Ken in Toy Story was very annoying as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the later iteration, you're right. Oh, the teddy bear in Toy Story, if we're going there.
Oh
my gosh, dude. That guy was
While we're on Toy cereal. Story, what was Jesse's dad's name or whatever? Stinky Pete, not Stinky Pete, but well, that was like his nickname, but I forgot his.
But actually, one of the worst characters in Disney history is Forky. If we're really going
there,
bro, he was miserable.
That That is just a dumb that's just such a dumb character.
Dumb storyline.
Yeah. Right. That right. wasn't a very good. That wasn't very good. me and Melrose watched that. We weren't big fans. All right, let's go to Tony in Decatur. Tony, what do you got for us, man?
Yeah, hey, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah. Sorry to hear that Penix is hurt. Yeah. But I still said they're so fast. You know, come on, Kurt, let's do it. I'm a long time fan. I always hated the Saints, so let's beat the Saints and let's see what we can do going forward. And I still haven't given up hope on the best for the Falcons.
Wow.
So thank you for my call.
Yeah, thank you for the lighter vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it nice?
We'd all take a page from his book. You know what I mean?
This is nice to.
And I'll get
have
where he's at eventually.
Look.
I'll get where he's at eventually. I think that and Bo, you do a good job of staying focused on the future, and I eventually get there. It just sometimes Bo's on like a Tuesday and I'm on a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eventually I'll be able to kind of rally the troops in my own brand and go, yeah, Kirk's gonna go out there and distribute. Casey Washington's gonna go off. You know, David Sills have five catches, Mooney with one over the top, and we'll get it done.
So it's funny for me because I take losses pretty hard. Mainly, you know, I know it's my job and I understand that, but I've also been a fan for a long time, but a lot of my life revolves around what happens on the field with that team, right? Like my weekends, you know, like I want to go a little bit of a privileged rant, but you know, it and I know a lot of people travel to games and everything, and I love when we see fans there. But when you're 3-7 and most of the time when you have to leave home for 2 days and it come home and it's just like, they suck, you suck, fire him, fire. Like, it's just like constantly, can we get some good, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of negative and it's like a cloud and it just stays over. And that's what happens in that building up there, Mike. You know that.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
it's
is.
Hard
it's
to bust out of that. And that's why, you know, you see guys laughing at times and probably stuff. You're like, oh, they should be mad. They should be mad because they're not winning. It's like, dude, you can't walk around that way.
Can't. You like, definitely can't.
Do you go if you don't get a sell at work? Do you go home and just
kick the puppy?
Yeah, and be miserable and say I'm going to be miserable until I get another sell.
I know.
No, like you have it to. You have to find joy in life, and so that's part of. Let's can we fit fit one more? Let's fit. I think Frank and McDonough. Frank, what do you got for us?
Hey everybody!
Hey man,
I'm gonna throw this little caveat in there. I guess since Disney technically bought Star Wars, maybe we can include that.
Yeah,
and I'd like to punch Kylo Ren for killing Han Solo. That was unnecessary. and I also, in honor of basketball season and Miss Alley, I'd like to give you a little segment, the Alley Oop of the day. Here's my Alley Oop. The Hawks are doing well. I mean, they're actually looking legit. Even though I still don't believe they're better without Trey, but I guess with the length on the floor, their defense is better. And to Falcon fans, with this wake-up call, stop with this patient stuff. I mean, you're about to go into your 8th straight season without even having a winning record. The New England Patriots, after winning 6 Super Bowls, fired a first-year head coach after 1 year, and look where they're at now. So miss me with this patience junk.
Interesting stuff.
Well, I would just say it was – I know a lot of Falcons fans think it is a disaster at Flowery Branch, but Gerard Mayo seemingly was a disaster up there from what things came out. So
the whole question comes down to how soon can you tell that it's going to work? And if you think you can tell within 2 years, then, yeah, it's time to
– No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I just and I had this conversation last night. It's – If you want to make the move, you make the move. That's fine. I understand. There's reasons why it looks like that wouldn't be the wrong call. But don't get into next year with these high expectations of his fan base and then start screaming for the coach to be fired, because that crap has got to stop, because you're literally the Jets, you're the Browns, you're name it, you're the Raiders, you name it. You are those organizations when you – the Dolphins, that's what you become.
You know, we've been talking about feelings a lot today and getting them out. And I just want you to know that you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. So make sure to call in. Talk to Turtle after this Falcons-Saints game this weekend. Turtle. Coming up, do we hit the panic button now? What does the rest of the season look like now that Michael Penix and Drake London are out? We're going to talk about it next. As we've been talking about all show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's behind the glass, and we have been talking about the loss of Michael Penix for the next 4 weeks at least. Drake London also out for this weekend, but Raheem Morris knows we need a win against the Saints.
Yeah, they had a big time win versus Carolina, you know, when it's a young team with a young coach, and they've gotten better throughout the course of the year, and it'd be, you know, one of our bigger rivals, and we got to go down there and get a win.
I love some of the callers we had a minute ago where it was like, hey, bright side, I'm riding with my Falcons. And I do appreciate that. And like I said, I eventually will get there, maybe tomorrow. But I have a 24-hour rule, like Nick Saban used to have for us. If you win or lose, you get 24 hours to feel how you need to feel about it, and then you need to get over it. I'm still in my 24 hours on this Michael Penix stuff, guys. There's no way to cover it up or hide for it. And actually, I feel worse in the short term about the Drake London news than I do the Michael Penix news. I think with Drake London involved in this offense, you could have made the argument that Kirk Cousins goes down and balls out in New Orleans, or you run a different style of under center and wide zone and this, that, and the other. But I don't know how to feel in the short term. That's all.
You know what? Here's the thing. Kirk Cousins should be playing with a chip on his shoulder, something to prove. He should be playing with this attitude that he has to show why no matter where he's at next year, he should be given a chance to start in this league. So he ought to go down there and do something that we're not sure Michael Penix was at the level as an NFL player yet to do, and make the receivers around you better. Make David Sills better. Make Darnell Mooney all of a sudden have this boom moment. That we haven't seen all year. Let's see with Case Washington. The run game worked. Like, why can't you run on the Saints? I haven't even looked at the Saints defense yet. I'm not going to lie. I haven't started. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow morning I start looking. Tonight. But the reality is go be the leader. Go show you're a veteran. Check out of some plays and check into something that exposes a defense they're trying to play. Go be a veteran.
How much are we on the hook for next year with Kirk Cousins? Guaranteed.
I had it. I was reading this earlier, and it was our boy Josh Kendall did it. So, if he's on the roster in the next 2 years, I think it'll be a $57 million cap hit in each of the next two seasons. So what they would have to do is do a June 1st designation, and then the Falcons would forfeit 22.5 in next year and 12.5 in 27, but it would save them $80 million in cap space over the next two seasons. So basically, if you were to cut him in June 1st designation, you're saving $40 million over the next two seasons. But now if you have him on the roster next year, it'd be like a $57 million cap hit is the way I'm reading it. I got to double check that because that is what Josh said, and I'm assuming that Josh Kendall from The Athletic said in his article that I was looking at this morning about just kind of how it's the whole situation with Drake and Penix and where they're at. But that's where you're looking at it being. So, next year he's a $57.5 million cap hit.
We already guaranteed him $10 million roster bonus because he was on the roster on the fifth league day of this season.
But
we already – so that guaranteed him $10 million for next year.
But there's something about offset on that too.
Offset language if he signs somewhere else.
Yeah. So, but you could.
I'm just curious where this all goes from here, right? And I mean, I look at Michael Penix, if it is a knee surgery and there's rehab, now all of a sudden you're looking at, parts of the offseason possibly where you're using a backup quarterback to run with the ones throughout OTAs, and you wonder who that is. You wonder who the coach is, for that matter, but you look at this possibility that the next seven games, Kirk Cousins being the guy, how does that pan out, and how will that, good or bad, how does that affect the immediate future of the team this offseason? It's just there's so many moving parts. It's hard to kind of project where all this will go.
It is, and it's just kind of disappointing.
It's just unfortunate. There's no other way to look at it, and that's why I'm not there yet. I mentioned I'll be there tomorrow. There'll be some upside, and I'll.
But I want to say this.
I just feel beat down as a Falcons fan right now.
I want to say this because this has been something that's kind of on my mind a little bit. I heard some, people were critical of the Cowboys for giving Dak Prescott the money, right?
Yeah.
And I heard on this radio station someone say, "That's why you should have paid Micah and not Dak." And then the same people talked about Brock Purdy and why the Niners shouldn't have signed him. And I know this is a bad year to probably use Brock Purdy as an example.
He looked pretty good last week.
But the Brock Purdy thing. And then I go back to when Matt Ryan was here and how the whining and just complaining about Matt Ryan's not this and Matt Ryan's not that. You know what Matt Ryan was? He was a franchise quarterback that had you in the playoffs. I think half of the times you've been as a franchise, Matt Ryan was the quarterback in the playoffs. He took you to a Super Bowl, had an MVP caliber year. When you get a franchise quarterback, You don't ever let them go until they're done. Because if not, this is the other side. And I'm not knocking Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins or Desmond Ridder or Marcus Mariota, but the last 4 years, you've had a different starting quarterback to start the season, and you could do it again next year.
Yeah.
You could literally have you could make it 5 for 5.
Oh, man.
And those are the 5 years after the Matt Ryan experience. So all you people that wanted it done with and just hated on Matt, well, this is what you get.
I don't know if you're making me feel better or worse right now, dude. I don't know what this is. You mean to tell me that wasn't your life of Squid? I thought that pedestal moment was your life of Squid. Now I get it. What are we doing now?
No, we're going to talk about excuses.
Uh-oh.
But first, let me make you feel better, Michael P., because the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is 5 days? No. I don't know.
Math is hard.
Five, I don't know. It's next Monday, guys. November 24th.
Approximately 6 days away.
Let's thank our sponsors in Finley Roofing, Batteries Plus, Window Nation, Twin Peaks, Chat Whiskey. I think Jim Ellis is going to be there as well. Also, maybe the people at Jim Ellis need to hit me up because I might need them. I don't know. Maybe Atkins Ford. Maybe is there. I don't know. We've got a bunch of people there. Look, it's all for a really good cause. You can play golf with us, and it's kind of sold out, but you can still donate. I saw donations trickling in yesterday. In fact, shout out to some of the guys in my Etowah Fantasy Football League. That's like the Etowah Dads Fantasy Football League. And I'm just now a dad, and my kid's not at Etowah yet, but we got about 13 years before we go for all that. But anyways, they were donating money yesterday because we're sold out golf spots, but you can still donate, Allie.
Yeah, it will benefit Pets for Vets. I am curious, on Monday, Mike, who do you think will be the last one to arrive out of the three of us? Considering the commutes that will be happening Monday morning.
Bo, you don't even know some of the history of this conversation about Bo parking another female spot at the tournament and using his golf cart and things like that.
Well, hold on a second.
He's been known to park in parking lots, parking spaces that are not his.
I was moved there last year because of the sign. Remember? It just didn't. The Corey, my boy Corey that works at the pro shop, didn't realize this backstory of it's not the first time I've been parked in the ladies' champion at Eagle Watch. Real quick, Abdul Carter, he was not allowed to play in the first series last week's game. And it was detrimental, and it was we talked about it off the air of like what that could have been. It was for missing a walkthrough, and The Athletic has reported that he fell asleep at the team facility and missed it. Abdul Carter's story is no, that ain't true. I was getting treatment. Mike,
which means you fell asleep during treatment. Mike, that's the real story.
How many times have you known treatment to interfere with practice for a player that was going to do the walkthrough?
If it did, then the trainer is the one that should be 100% held accountable for this entire situation. Good on him though for owning up to it to an interim head coach. I will say that much. That's not always an easy thing to do, I think, for some people in these situations.
Yeah, it's just interesting that that's your excuse, and this is a guy who y'all want to complain about draft picks that haven't panned out. I'm not. Look, he could have a great career, but the first year for him has not been the production that I think many would have thought based on where he was drafted and what's on that defensive line.
I agree. Yeah, tough. I'm sure he'll get there though.
Coming up, we've got national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones, will be joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan, joined by Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson, and the grudge holder, Miss Allie Mack, who will not let things go. I'm not sure. She makes up grudges and then just holds on to them. And we can go to the wait4.com hotline. They can call me, too. I might need to talk to them as well. Mike Jones joining us from The Athletic. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, I don't know, Mike. We're not very well because I don't know if you've heard the news, which I know you have. But
yeah.
It's going from bad to worse here in Atlanta. I mean, my co-host, Mike, asked me earlier, we were talking about this whole thing, was there hesitation with Michael Penix? I know the Falcons seemingly didn't have it, but from other teams, because of his injury history with the knees, and now here we are possibly looking at a different knee, but an ACL again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were some, you know, some teams that did have some concerns or questions anyway. But at the same time, there were still a number of teams that felt like he was worthy of a first-round pick, and some thought a top-10 pick. And so, you know, we see people have the ACLs and need knee surgery and come back from them. And so I think it's becoming more common that they have these surgeries and people bounce back and they're okay. And so I think everybody was hoping for the best and felt like he still had a high ceiling even despite that. But I do think that even though the Falcons were high on him, a big reason why they did not trade Kirk Cousins this year in the offseason where they had the opportunity to was because they felt like they needed a good insurance policy just in case Michael Penix got hurt. And they knew in the back of their minds that he did have an extensive injury history and that this was a possibility that this could happen again. And that's why they felt like, you know, yeah, there are people who would probably want Cousins' services, but we kind of need him as a good insurance policy as well, and that's why he is still here. And sure enough, now, unfortunately, they're having to turn to him.
Yeah, we are turning to Kirk on Sunday. And look, the city of Atlanta, after five losses in a row, we need a win against the Saints. But with all the injury news, what do you make of the matchup between the Falcons and the Saints this Sunday?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that if what I know about Raheem Morris is the message he's giving the rest of these guys. Look, everybody's got to step up. We have to collectively, play better. We've got to play at a high level. We got to, rally, use this as a rallying point. Obviously, they wish Penix was out there, but, you know, he's not, and they have to get the job done. And so I think that they still have a chance. Cousins hasn't looked great in the action that he's gotten, but he also haven't gotten a lot of reps with the first team. So now that he's going to be back practicing and preparing as the starter, then I think that he has a chance to succeed. The Saints are a team that, they have their struggles. They're on both sides of the ball. They've kind of got some aging guys on defense, and they don't have a whole lot of talent on offense, and they've got a young quarterback. And so the opportunity is there for the Falcons to take advantage of that and hopefully get back on the winning track.
Hanging out with Mike Jones, NFL beat writer for The Athletic. Mike, a couple of the buzzwords, as you can imagine, that have been thrown around this city the last couple of days: hot seat, job status, all the above. Look, I think two cycles ago when the Falcons came, I think there were eight openings in the NFL, changes in the NFL. I think last year it was seven. What does that look like this year? I think a lot of us are kind of starting to put the feel like what the situation might look like on the open market for some of these coordinators and other former head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, obviously that there are two openings right now, and obviously, you look at Cleveland's situation where they might, make a change. Arizona, they might be another one that might make a change. You would hope that Raheem would get more than 2 years, but at the same time, like, it's a short "what have you done for me lately" type of league. And so I haven't yet heard someone in the league that feels like a definitely gone, but I also haven't heard anybody say, "Oh, he's absolutely safe," because really. I think that we're halfway through the season, a little more than that now, but the Falcons still had a chance to kind of and compete in their division. Now that you don't have Penix, you feel like those chances maybe have taken a blow, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be interesting to see, because there's always a couple coaching changes that you expect, and then there's always one or two that you don't expect. It's hard to project where it is, but this is a funny league.
Hey, Mike, the Buffalo just did the Falcons a favor, even though the Falcons didn't take advantage of it by beating Tampa Bay. But it feels like Buffalo's roster management is kind of caught up with them, with where they're at with the cap and not being able to hang on to some guys. And the defense just feels pretty bad these days. Gave up 32 points at home to a Tampa Bay team that's kind of beat up. Is that team completely dependent on Josh Allen outscoring the other team this year if they're going to make a run?
Yeah, that's basically what it takes to beat them, unfortunately. I mean, for them to win, unfortunately, is that they have to have him play at an all-world level. If the run game isn't clicking just right, he's got to pick up the slack. If the defense isn't stopping anybody, and mostly this year they have not stopped anybody, then, yeah, he's got to come up with those six touchdown performances. And so when I talk to people around the league about, okay, who are the real contenders, a lot of people did not feel like Buffalo was going to have enough because they don't have that support from their defense. When you look at a team like Denver, who their offense is kind of up and down because they got a young quarterback, but they have a defense that is just lights out and can dominate no matter who they line up against. And then teams like, the Rams out in LA, who are very well-rounded, or Philadelphia, who, even though their offense isn't clicking, they have the ability, but they can always lean on their defense. Well, if Josh Allen has an off day, as we saw against Miami a couple weeks ago, then the team goes as he goes, because there's nobody or no unit to be able to pick up the slack, and that's the unfortunate thing for Buffalo.
Mike, I'm going to ask you what I feel like could possibly be a very simple question for you. I do not know what your answer will be, but this is something we've kind of been tossed around. I've been tossed around. Very simple. Who is the best team in the NFL? I have no idea, though.
I don't know. I know that it can be the Eagles because the Eagles have the ability. We've seen them. You know, their defense is now clicking. They've kind of gotten some reinforcements back up to the trade deadline, also got some injury guys back. Their offense has the ability to play at a very high level. It doesn't all the time. So they have the potential to be the best team. They can win ugly, and just knowing how to win is a big thing. But I think that the Rams are another team that just might be, you know, one of the best teams. They've got a really good defense. They've got an offense that can beat you in a variety of ways, and a great coaching staff, offensively, defensively, you know, special teams. So between the Eagles and the Rams, I guess, but it's really a wide open season where there's not just one juggernaut or, you know, the dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs like we've seen in years past.
Yeah, I want to follow up on that too and talk about the Denver Broncos. I mean, they're 9-2, massive win against the Chiefs, but I don't think anybody feels like they're the best team in the NFL. Bo Nix has had his ups and downs this year. What have you made of them so far?
Yeah, I mean, again, because of their defense, they always have a chance. But that offense, where, you know, it sometimes takes them three quarters just to start to get clicking. You go out there against a really good team that's able to have an answer for your defense, then it's going to be too late. But fortunately for them, they have not really run into a team where everything is clicking so far. They've beaten the Eagles. They've beaten the Chiefs. They've gotten those quality wins. And I want to see what happens when they get to the playoffs because things kind of change. But they are definitely firmly in the driver's seat in their division. And, you know, we'll see. They might wind up with the top seed and have a bye. That makes things a lot easier. And, you know, again, that defense is legit. They lead the NFL in sacks. They don't have to get off the quarterback. They know how to force turnovers. And they get off the field and they give their offense more opportunities. And that's what you want, is just one or two more opportunities than your opponent. And if you can capitalize on, you win. And it doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be pretty. But so I'm still skeptical of them. But at the same time, that was a big win beating the Chiefs. And so I think it could be possible that they make noise here in the playoffs.
Mike, I want to ask you about a couple of disciplinary issues that seem to be popped up yesterday. First off, this Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase thing that now Jamar Chase has been suspended. Was it just safe to say the NFL found evidence of a loogie traveling on film, and that's why they suspended Chase for a game?
I think they might have stumbled upon some type of video that did not show up on the game broadcast, but made its way around social media. And, you know, yeah, that's why. And it's kind of interesting to me that, and maybe they need to do this in the offseason, find an agreement where, okay, if there's a fight, an ejection or whatever, that you review the play just to see. Because last week we saw Amon-Ra Brown, you know, he threw a punch at Daron Payne in Washington. Nobody saw that. Then they saw Payne's punch, and he got ejected. Well, St. Brown should have gotten ejected as well. So, I mean, Jamar Chase should have been ejected in addition to Jalen Ramsey. And maybe, you know, you say that Chase should have been ejected and not Ramsey because of the nature of it. But the NFL was able to review it. They found the evidence they need, and now he's out a game and a lot of money.
Got about 30 seconds left. What's up with this Abdul Carter stuff in New York? This whole fell asleep getting treatment or didn't get treatment. It sounds kind of like an odd thing for a guy who has been underwhelming at times as stat wise as one of the top five rookie draft pick.
Yeah, you know, I think that everybody expected him to have more of an impact, you know, and now you wonder, okay, is this approach not quite right? Is it not to the level it needs to be here? But it's a year in New York where obviously the coaching staff is not getting everything they needed to out of these players, and we're seeing the results of that. And so I don't know if we'll get the full story of what really happened there, but suffice it to say, it's been a disappointment from him, maybe on and off the field.
Great stuff. That's Mike Jones from The Athletic. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
Nice work.
You too. You never know what you're going to get from the morning shift. You know, we get Mike Jones, esteemed writer for The Athletic, and we ask him about loogies.
I know. As soon as that word came out, I was like, God, it's such a gross word.
Well, I mean, I mean, what else would they have seen to spin Ja'Marr Chase based on
but the... But is spit the same thing as a loogie?
Well, if you're going to... When you're spitting to do, when I don't spit on people because it's not who I am, but if you're going to spit on someone to do it, I think you're going to probably hock a little bit of a loogie up to, you know, get some saliva mixed up.
I have stumbled on the video in question. I will show you. We can decide.
Is it like the Keith Hernandez from Seinfeld, back and to the left?
Exactly. We're going to have to break all this down like the Seinfeld episode with the pointer stick and everything.
So what you're telling me, basically a loogie is a combination of saliva and phlegm? Is that the conclusion we've come to?
Dylan.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're gonna just get in an argument with someone, I mean, you're talking, right? I mean, you got to work the spit up.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's why I went with loogie because I think it's more accurate.
I think it was the perfect choice of word.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we're gonna shift gears here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thank you. For sticking with us if you lasted through the loogie conversation. We got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Do not spit on people, people. Stay cool, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.